Imagine standing before a room of medical professionals and watching their expressions shift from skepticism to shock as they learn that everything they believed about human capability is wrong. This was Joe Bowler's experience when sharing research that fundamentally challenges how we think about learning. The revelation? Our beliefs about our abilities literally limit what we can achieve. What makes this discovery so revolutionary isn't just that it contradicts conventional wisdom, it's that it's backed by rigorous science, showing our brains physically change with every new skill we acquire. Neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to reorganize itself by forming new neural connections, doesn't just challenge the fixed brain theory, it demolishes it. When London taxi drivers memorize 25,000 streets, their hippocampus physically grows. When children have half their brain removed to treat seizures, the remaining hemisphere develops new connections, allowing them to live normal lives. These aren't just interesting anecdotes. They're proof that our potential extends far beyond what we've been taught to believe. That sinking feeling when you make a mistake? It's actually your brain growing. Neuroscience shows our brains are more active during errors than successes. Yet educational systems treat mistakes as failures rather than learning opportunities. In high-performing countries like Japan, students spend nearly half their time struggling with concepts, while American students do this less than 1% of the time. Japanese teachers deliberately let students struggle, sometimes giving wrong answers to prompt deeper thinking. When teacher Suzanne Harris explained the benefits of mistakes to her students, she transformed her classroom culture. One previously labeled dummy discovered the commutative property during a challenging task, earning the nickname genius from classmates who named his insight the Dex Factor. This approach works beyond mathematics. Embracing productive struggle transforms our relationship with failure in any domain. The neural pathways formed through making mistakes, correcting them, and trying again create the foundation for lasting learning and resilience. Stanford research shows belief alone can improve health outcomes. Hotel cleaners told their work counted as exercise showed decreased weight, blood pressure, and body fat after 4 weeks without changing routines. People who merely imagined finger exercises increased strength by 35% over 12 weeks, while mental piano practice proved nearly as effective as physical practice. Our beliefs transform our physical reality. This mind-body connection affects relationships. Those with fixed mindsets, believing abilities are static, show greater aggression during conflicts, while growth mindsets foster less hostility by viewing others as capable of change. Brief messages can dramatically alter lives, as with Daniel Rocha, who transformed from fruit field worker to educator after a farmer demanded, "You need to get out of my fields. Next year, you better be in college." This unexpected intervention changed his trajectory, inspiring him to communicate similar belief in his students' potential. Our brains function as complex networks, with even simple arithmetic activating 5 distinct areas. Learning reaches optimal levels when we engage multiple neural networks simultaneously: attention, memory, reasoning, communication, and visualization. This explains why finger perception, identifying touched fingers without looking, predicts math achievement better than standardized tests across all educational levels. Traditional worksheets fail to build these neural connections effectively. Instead, exploring fewer problems through multiple approaches, numerically, visually, through storytelling, or with physical representations, strengthens brain communication. Holly Compton's journey from math phobic to district math coach demonstrates this principle. Traumatized by first grade worksheets that convinced her she lacked a math brain, Holly discovered the power of diverse problem solving. Now, I view math as the most creative subject. You could have an hour-long conversation about 13 plus 12. This approach works across all disciplines, whether exploring literature through multimedia or teaching science through discovery rather than memorization. Have you ever felt panic during a timed test? That's your working memory being hijacked by anxiety. The myth that speed equals intelligence has damaged learning, particularly in mathematics. Many great mathematicians actually think slowly and deeply. Fields Medal winners Lawrence Schwartz and Maryam Mirzakhani both acknowledged being slow with math. Schwartz realized rapidity doesn't have a precise relation to intelligence. What is important is to deeply understand things and their relations to each other. Neurologist Norman Deutsch explains that quick learning often strengthens existing neural connections that are easy come, easy go, while slow, deep learning forms new brain structures, creating permanent change. Research by Gray and Tall showed high-achieving math students aren't faster, they're more flexible thinkers. When solving problems like 7 plus 19, high achievers used number sense 61% of the time, approaching numbers creatively, while low achievers relied entirely on rigid counting strategies. For 16 minus 13, low achievers tediously count backward 13 steps, while high achievers simply recognize it as 3. The researchers found low-achieving students aren't learning the same mathematics. They're learning a more difficult version by using inefficient strategies. We often picture thinking as a solitary activity, like Rodin's The Thinker, but our brains are fundamentally social organs. Yuri Treisman at UC Berkeley discovered African-American students were failing calculus because they worked alone, while Chinese-American students succeeded through collaboration. When Treisman established collaborative problem-solving workshops, the African-American failure rate dropped to zero, with these students eventually outperforming their peers. PISA assessments showed that while girls scored lower than boys on individual math tests due to anxiety, they outperformed boys in collaborative tasks across all countries. Collaboration also eliminated achievement gaps between advantaged and disadvantaged students. When we collaborate, our social brain activates, enhancing executive functions as we process others' thinking. Productive collaboration requires open minds and valuing difference. Many interviewees transformed when they abandoned the belief they always had to be right. Teacher Jenny Morrill felt like an island before, believing she needed to be the expert. After understanding brain growth, she embraced uncertainty and opened to colleagues, becoming more resilient to change. Being limitless differs from having grit. While grit emphasizes narrow focus and determination, limitlessness embodies mental freedom, creativity, and flexibility. Henry Frazier exemplifies this. After becoming paralyzed from the neck down, he chose gratitude over despair, learning to paint with his mouth and publishing a bestseller. Brain plasticity enables us to overcome seemingly insurmountable obstacles. Beth Powell proved this when doctors couldn't diagnose her condition. By refusing to accept limitations and seeking alternatives, she recovered and returned to helping her special needs students transcend their labels. The keys to becoming limitless include embracing growth, viewing mistakes positively, and seeking challenges. When stuck, shifting perspective, from words to visuals or numbers to graphs, often reveals solutions. Two young computer scientists demonstrated this by solving a mathematics problem that had stumped experienced mathematicians simply because they weren't constrained by conventional thinking. By embracing struggle and viewing obstacles as opportunities, we transform our minds, hearts, and spirits.